defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting live from the RWB Network studios in New York City, this is the Rhino Report. Always right.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go.
We are going to raise taxes on the middle class.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
USA! USA! USA!
And fellow Americans, let's roll.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
The new sheriff now.
Hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my report today, Tuesday, September 13th, 2016. And we are coming to you from the RWB Network Studios in New York and live on CRN Digital Talk Radio. So some of you who are really, really good listeners, you may remember about a week or two ago, I gave you some real estate advice. If you wanted to buy that dream property in Hawaii, there were 8 acres that were recently formed by a lava flow. Well, nix that. This is why I'm not in real estate. Because now it looks like this Kilauea, it might be ready to blow. The lava lake is at the highest point it's been on Kilauea since 1974. The lava is coming over the edge of the crater thing there. Scientists are a little worried. But I think the people who live downstream from Kilauea perhaps could be a little bit more worried. We'll keep our eyes on this, but there's always someone out there willing to say that the end is near. This time, the guy just happens to have a doctorate. All right, let's get to today's headlines. First, with only 56 days to go until Election Day, Hillary Clinton is taking yet another day off from campaigning, fueling speculation that the DNC may be looking for a replacement. We'll talk about the possibility and the probability of this happening. Also, 4 former Clinton IT specialists are summoned to testify before the House Oversight Committee. 3 actually show up, and only 1 answers questions. What's the committee's next step? And is one of these clowns about to lose their immunity? And a new report by the American Institute for Behavioral Research says that Google is in fact altering user searches to steer them away from negative information about Hillary Clinton. We have the full report here. All that plus a new LA Times tracking poll shows a 4-point increase for Donald Trump in just the last 2 days. We'll also talk about Iran's stepped up aggressions and a new threat to the United States. And finally, a lawn sign in Maine is triggering wimpy liberals and chasing them back to their safe spaces. We have a lot to get to, but first, let's kick the show up the same way we always do, with our Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And yes, like always, I stood for it. I stood for the pledge because that's what we do. That's what we do. Check out rhinoreport.com, new articles. Sign up for the newsletter. Check out some new Rhino rants. Lots of stuff there. A big shout out to everyone listening on Red Nation Rising Radio live right now on the Liberty feed and KLRNradio.com Monday to Friday, midnight Eastern. Follow me on Twitter. On Twitter at Rhino on Air, at Rhino, R-Y-N-O on Air. And check us out on Facebook. We're on the Facebook. Facebook.com/The Rhino Report. And email me questions, concerns, comments, jokes, whatever you got. Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at RWBnetwork.com. We have a lot to get to today, guys. Hang in there.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the 2-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Trying to sell your old car?
Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Tuesday edition of the Rhino Report. Check out the weekend episode, our episode yesterday, tons of episodes, iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, iHeartRadio, wherever you like to get your podcasts from, you can find us right there, or Monday to Friday here on CRNTalk.com, live at 2 p.m. Eastern. So, we get that out of the way. Let's get something else out of the way. Let's talk about Ryan Lochte, because it's been about 7 days since we've talked about Ryan Lochte. Of course, the gold medal swimmer who left his friends high and dry in Brazil, right? They said they got robbed at gunpoint when in fact they just destroyed a bathroom, lied about it, fled the country. You guys know the story. I don't got to tell the whole story again. Well, the story continues because then he gets recruited to be on this Dancing with the Stars, and you can't tell me for a second that this wasn't because of what happened. They had no intention. They can swear up and down that they wanted Ryan Lochte on this thing 6 months ago. I don't believe it. Not for a second. Not the way news media and the big networks lie to us. I will never believe anything they say. So, I feel that they just said, okay, here's a guy with lots of publicity. We'll get him on the show because their ratings aren't that great anymore. They're okay. They're in their 23rd season now. Right? That's a lot. A lot of seasons. So the ratings always kind of dip a little bit. Now, someone like HBO, and I don't necessarily agree with how they handle politics, but they do their TV shows the right way. They end their shows when they are at the peak of popularity. Peak. Sopranos. You have Game of Thrones has two more seasons left. Well, two half seasons, I guess, left. They end these shows when they're doing really good. Oz. Those of you who remember Oz, great show, really ahead of its time. But the rest of these networks, they just do it until it fizzles out, until the sponsors stop rolling in. And I have a feeling some of the sponsors may have started to, you know, stop rolling in. So who can we get that's a little, you know, who can we get that's going to draw viewers? New viewers, old viewers back, whatever it is. Oh, here's Ryan Lochte. He's all anybody can talk about, trending on Twitter for days. Now, I bet if I trended on Twitter, if Rhino Report or Rhino trended on Twitter for 3 days, I bet you I'd be on the next Dancing with the Stars. Let's not make that happen, though, because I don't want to do that. But, so he does his first dance yesterday with Cheryl Burke, one of the professionals or one of the dancers. Now, at this point, if you're a fan of this show, the stars are less bright than the actual dancers. Everyone knows the dancers' names. Half of these stars, a lot of times it's like D-list celebrities looking to, you know, revitalize their careers by looking stupid on TV. I mean, you can watch CNN and see stupid on TV without having to dance. But, so he's out there doing this dance, right? And then some protesters show up. Protesters! Ryan Lochte protesters! Now, I am not a fan of the guy, but I am hardly going to buy a ticket to Dancing with the Stars and then jump on stage with a t-shirt that has the word Lochte with like that no smoking thing through it. And they had to tackle these two guys. They placed them under citizen's arrest. Citizen's arrest. That's how they did this. And then there were four or five women who were in the audience also who were chanting anti-Lochte stuff. I mean, this is crazy. But it just shows you that not everybody is as infatuated with this clown as ABC seems to be. Again, a Disney-owned network. This is not something people want their children to see. Someone who fled a country, committed a crime, embellished, lied to millions of people. What, just because he can do the breaststroke? Who cares? Who cares? But all of these other stars and whatever were coming to his defense. Yeah, that's what they do. They circle the wagons. It doesn't matter what any one individual does in Hollywood or in TV. They circle the wagons, unless, of course, you happen to be a conservative. And then, all bets are off. This one, one of the judges, this Carrie Ann and Abba, she is so pompous. I can't take her. I can't. I've seen the show. I hate to admit it. I've seen the show. And she just comes off like, it's terrible. I can't. She's saying, excuse me. Excuse me. Get off the stage. Let security handle this. All right, Cupcake? Let them take care of this. Oh, unreal. So, I guess these guys were arrested and they're in the custody of LAPD. I mean, who knows? Who knows what's going to go on with this stuff? But it's just, you know what? That's what they want. They want publicity. Here we are talking about it. So, I guess we'll stop. Now, if you caught the interview, let's move on. If you caught the interview with Bill Clinton, President Clinton, on CBS Nightly News or Evening News, I want to get it right, on CBS Evening News with Charlie Rose, he said something that, well, didn't make the cut. They're talking about his wife and how we all know what happened, right? Saturday, we're all deplorable. We're all a bunch of deplorables. We're in her basket of deplorables. And then if things couldn't get worse for Hillary Clinton, the next day, she stumbles out of the 9/11 memorial like it was 3 o'clock in the morning leaving O'Malley's. Right? That's what it looked like. So they're talking about her health. And Bill Clinton says this. He goes, she's been well. If it is, it's a mystery to me and all of her doctors because frequently, not frequently, rarely, but on more than one occasion, over the last many, many years, the same sort of thing has happened, blah, 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 blah. But they omitted the frequently part when they replayed the interview. Daily Caller caught on to this. Fox News caught on to this. And then by this morning, they were playing the whole interview. So what is it? Does she frequently have these episodes? Or, as she says in her interview with CNN later last evening, yeah, it's happened once or twice in her life, and she's aware of it. I'm paraphrasing, of course. I don't want to get yelled at because I'm not quoting her correctly. She said it happened once or twice in her life, and she's aware of it, and she kind of let it slip and the whole thing. Which is it? Why is it always their first instinct to lie? And this is after talking to their aides around them. It's not like Gary Johnson, right? When they said, what do you think about Aleppo? When he goes, what is Aleppo? I mean, he totally owned that. I don't think people are going to vote for him now, but he totally owned it. He goes, you know what? I goofed. My bad. But they have these incidents, whether it's deplorables, whether it's the shaky leg syndrome there, getting into the van where she almost knocked her teeth out on the rock rail, whatever it is. They huddle with their dearest, closest advisors. And does no one in this group say, you know what? We got to own up to something here. Because now the press pool, the networks, the alphabet networks, they're starting to turn too. And no one in her orbit, I think they're calling it, or her closely knitted circle, no one is saying to her, listen, we got to own something here. We got to say, listen, you're not feeling well. And this happens sometimes, but it's under control. You're under doctor supervision. It's always their first instinct to lie. And Bill Clinton, he kind of didn't lie, and then he tried to lie, and then CBS lied for him. It's unreal. I think Bill Clinton isn't really enthralled with the idea of being the first man or whatever, first sir, whatever we're going to call him. Because at that point, his shenanigans come to an end. Come to an absolute end. He can pull whatever he wants to pull now at the Clinton Library in Little Rock, Arkansas. But he's going to have a whole different time doing it under the microscope of a White House press corps. All right, we're going to finish talking about this, and then we'll talk about these IT specialists who sort of said something today, but not really. We'll get into that, guys. Hang in there. You're listening to the Rhino Report on CRN Digital Talk Radio. So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having health care insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free health care, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
Come on the Bali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Located in the heart of Maui's premier resort, Kaanapali Beach Hotel is officially recognized as Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel and the number one best value in Hawaii. With a range of accommodations and affordable dining options, this is the ideal setting to turn Hawaiian dreams into lifelong memories. Live Hawaiian entertainment every evening, free year-round children's programs, weekly arts and crafts fairs, welcome breakfast, and departure kukui lei ceremonies add to the value. Swim in the whale-shaped pool, indulge in the fabulous spa and hotel salon. Enjoy Hawaiian hospitality at its best at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Call 800-262-8450 or go to kbhmaui.com. That's kbhmaui.com. Aloha.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Tuesday edition of The Rhino Report. I am your host, The Rhino. We're talking about CBS and how they edited this statement during the interview with Charlie Rose, where he asked President Bill Clinton about, you know, does this happen often? Does she often faint? And he said, you know, in the middle, he says, well, frequently, I mean, not frequently. And then they took that out because CBS, they can't let us hear the truth. We can't handle the truth, just so you guys know that. We can't handle the truth. But now it's back in. They had to put it back in because a lot of places were saying, hey, listen, now you're editing content and you're trying to sway the election, whatever. I mean, they're trying to do that anyway. So it begs the question, and a lot of people are asking the question, is the DNC contemplating removing Hillary Clinton? Well, the answer to that is no. They can't do that. We learned this in mid-August, right? We all got a good crash course in how this works. In mid-August, there were lots of these establishment, conservative, elitist, you know, money people saying we have to get Trump out there. And we got to have a meeting with him and say, listen, you got to dip out so we can put in Rubio, we can put in Romney, we can put in, you know, low-energy Jeb, whoever it is, because you're not going to win. He had a couple of rough weeks there with the Khan family and the whole thing. Of his own doing, they baited the hook and he bit it, all right? But we learned that he had until September 1st. That was the deadline according to the bylaws with the RNC. I mean, what would happen after that? I don't know. I mean, I guess they'd have to put somebody else in anyway. Now, it's a very similar situation with the DNC. Hillary Clinton would have to recuse herself. She'd have to step down and say, you know what? I can't do this. The DNC has no way of trying to usher her out the door, as much as they may want to at this point. But they kind of shot themselves in the foot, even though they're anti-gun. They might have shot themselves in the foot because they have squashed every single up-and-comer in the Democrat Party. There's no one there. And I can tell you how I know this. Her VP candidate is Tim Kaine. That's how I know this. You have Senator Elizabeth Warren. You have Bernie Sanders. These are the big stars and up-and-comers. So people are talking about it. I don't think it's going to happen. Even Cokie Roberts, she said on NPR yesterday, you know, hey, listen, there's people talking about it. And I'm sure people on the Republican side are still talking about it, too. It's just more evident now with them because we have Bill Clinton saying maybe she frequently has these dehydration issues. You have this thing with deplorables that normally would be over by now. We wouldn't still be talking about it right now, but we're talking about it because it was in a sequence of a bad weekend. Saturday's deplorable. Sundays were falling all over the place like we're walking out of Fenway Park. So now it becomes part of a track record. And we'll go over the LA Times poll in a few minutes. But LA Times is a good poll. And it's got a little lag to it, but not a lot. And if the recent numbers out of that poll are correct, and we'll find out tomorrow, the next day, the day after that, she's in big trouble. Big trouble. So in terms of having a plan B, let's say the Clinton camp, they decide they don't want to be a queen of the world anymore. Who would it be? You're looking at Bernie Sanders, you're looking at Warren, you're looking at Biden. Those are the options. There's nobody else. Nobody else. 7 or 8 years ago, you could have said, what's his name? John Edwards. But that ship has sailed. So you got a 75-year-old socialist in Bernie Sanders, who, by the way, is in better health than Hillary, probably. You have Joe Biden, who has a tough time keeping his hands to himself. How many pictures are out there of him, you know, groping women or whatever he's doing? He must have went to the Bill Clinton school of public speaking or something. And then you have Pocahontas, Elizabeth Warren. I don't see people getting behind any one of the three at this point. Because it looks too much like, well, she was going to lose, so who's next? We have no faith in the candidate. All your independents are going to swing back toward Donald Trump. It really makes no sense. It would be like, let's say you bought a stock, okay? And you bought a stock at a high price. And the stock dropped below your 20% threshold or 10% threshold, whatever your current stop is. And it goes below that. And instead of cutting your losses, you say, you know what? I'm going to buy up more of it. Hopefully it goes back up and I can mitigate my losses. That's a good idea if you have the money to do it. If you have the currency to do it, go ahead. But the Democrat Party does not have the currency right now. She's all they got. They went through everything to make sure nobody else was waiting in the wings. This was her nomination. This was her coronation. Because they went through this in 2008 and they did not want to go through it again. So the talk is out there. I would say probability is less than 1%. That's where I'm sitting on it. All right, we'll finish up with this when we get back. Hang in there.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
This is Larry Minetti for Herpanicin, the acne medication that really works from the inside out. If you suffer from skin problems, Herpanicin is the most unique and effective formula on the market. It cleans your skin from the inside out and gets rid of all kinds of acne and blemishes on your back, neck, and your face. It works so well, you can look and feel like a movie star. Herpanicin, a natural supplement created by Dr. Wayne Diamond. You take a pill, and that's it. I've been on these supplements and they really work, folks. Don't be afraid to look in the mirror ever again. Get Herpanicin today. Call 888-467-4200. That's 888-467-4200. Herpanicin, it really works. 888-467-4200. Tell them Larry Minetti told you to call. And look and feel like $1 million with Herpanicin. Call 888-467-4200.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Do you still believe the old-fashioned notion you're free to withdraw your own cash from your own bank? Don't bank on it. Pat Boone here. You know, the truth is, if you have a bank account, you're a target of the government's new war against cash, according to The Secret War, a new white paper from the folks at Swiss America. Get a free copy now. It's a must-read for all of us, The Secret War.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Every day, governments are moving closer to outlawing cash to create a cashless society. No wonder banks are moving to limit cash withdrawals. No wonder banks must now spy on you and me for the government. Hope you'll take it from me, Pat Boone. You need to read The Secret War. It's free.
Call now, 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
The Doug Steffen Good Day Program, early morning radio, and I guess it is radio, although it's radio on TV because this is CRN Digital Talk. You can find out what's going on in the world. We talk about the issues of the day, the events of the day, the people that people are talking about. We have an interesting way of looking at the news and having a little fun with the issues. So if you want to have some fun, learn a few things, and get up on the right side of the world, Doug Steffen's Good Day Program, weekday mornings, 2 to 7 a.m. on CRN Digital Talk.
All right, guys, thanks for sticking with us here on this Tuesday. We're about 26 until the top of the hour, if we're being exact. Remember to follow me on Twitter, at Rhino on Air, or if you go to Facebook, facebook.com/TheRhinoReport. I made this stupid Facebook page, so you got to like me or whatever it is you do on Facebook. Follow me, friend me, like me, whatever. All right. Talking again about Hillary and if she drops out, what's the DNC going to do? And a lot of this was fueled by David Schuster. He is, of course, the former Al Jazeera. Now they're off the air. Al Jazeera America. They were done back in April. And MSNBC anchor. He took to Twitter just a couple hours after Lazy Legs went into the van there. He says, clarification from Dem operatives. Hillary Clinton has pneumonia. Expect emergency DNC meeting to consider replacement. Hashtag Hillary's health. He also said, top Dem, which I guess is his informant, quote, we can make contingencies, argue, plead with Hillary Clinton, but DNC bylaws are clear. Her nominee status now totally up to her. So that, of course, is in addition to Cokie Roberts and what she said on NPR yesterday. I don't think she's going anywhere. I really don't think so. Listen, I think people get to a point where this year especially, they're having this sort of buyer's remorse. But when, in fact, we didn't buy anything yet. We saw it in August with Trump, and we're seeing it now. And listen, we're 56 days. We're very, very close. We started talking about this election well over 400 days ago, maybe even 600 days ago. Some of us the day after Mitt Romney lost. So it's starting to get down to that point where, you know, it's like when you go to buy a car, and you have the the sales sheet in front of you, and you have a check in your hand, and you got to sign those last few lines, and you got to call your insurance company and switch it over, and you go, I don't know, I kind of like my old car. Do I need this new one? Well, I'm not saying that we like Obama. His approval-disapproval rating, depending on where you're looking, fluctuates from -8 to +5. So the jury is still out as to whether people are approving of him. So I'm not trying to get at the fact that we should stay with him. Believe you me. But there is this buyer's remorse people are having. I really believe that way. I think Democrats are starting to see a lot of cracks in the armor around Hillary Clinton, which it's finally. I mean, she has been hit so many times with so many different weapons on this armor. It's finally starting to crack. And I think just that little glimmer is sending them into a tizzy. Donald Trump, people are starting to say, you know what? I guess this is our guy. I guess it's our guy. More and more Never Trumpers slowly but surely are starting to say, you know what? It could be a lot worse. And that's what a lot of us were saying back in May and June when Trump locked up the nomination. And even I said, hey, listen, take your time. If you're a Never Trumper, take your time. Because you're going to get to a point where we're 50 or 60 days out and you're going to say to yourself, you know what? Could I really stomach 4 years of Hillary Clinton? And you'll start to drift over. And I said, don't rush them. They'll come over eventually. And it's been slow. A little bit slower than I thought it was going to happen. I thought after the convention, we'd all coalesce and we'd sing Kumbaya and off we'd go into a big win in November. No, it's happening now. The tide is changing. It's going out on Hillary. It's going out. The trend lines are all showing that. But Donald Trump has to just stay where he is right now. Right now, on message, on prompter, nothing extraneous, just be placid, boring Donald Trump right now, because he's doing very well in that area. All right, so the House Oversight Committee, they sent out four subpoenas. They wanted to talk to the IT specialists, the IT specialists that set up the Clinton server and maintain the server and scrub the server and bathe the server, groom the server, whatever it is you do to a private server, they did this. So Bill Thornton shows up, Paul Combetta, who got immunity like 16 minutes ago, he shows up, Justin Cooper, a Bill Clinton aide also, he shows up. Who's missing? Brian Pagliano. Brian Pagliano didn't show up. Empty microphone, just sitting there. And Jason Chaffetz went back and forth with Elijah Cummings about, you know, what the next step is and what are they going to do. And he ignored a subpoena. And you know what? I got to say Chaffetz is right here. When you are given a congressional subpoena, you show up. You show up. Now, Pagliano's lawyers are saying that this is just piling on. He already pled the fifth. He shouldn't have to be there to do it. He did it at the Benghazi testimonies. Well, these are totally separate. Totally separate. I believe if you decide that you will not show up when subpoenaed by Congress, you lose your immunity. You're given immunity to talk. That's why you give somebody immunity. I've not been to law school, but I know that. You just can't give everyone in the world immunity so that nobody gets in trouble, which is what's happening here. Everybody around the Clinton server, everybody's getting immunity. So that Hillary doesn't get in trouble. So that Bill doesn't get in trouble. And here you have a guy who ignored a subpoena delivered to him by the U.S. Marshal Service. Not showing up. The least you could have done was show up and say, you know what? I plead the fifth. That's what two of them did. Bill Thornton did that. Paul Combetta did that. They were asked just a couple of questions. I think Combetta took the fifth six times. Thornton pled the fifth four times. And then both witnesses were excused. They're not talking. They clammed up. Fine. Now, this Justin Cooper, he decided to talk a little bit. And what do we find out? We found out the big information here is that to the servers and to all the emails on the servers, which we do know there were some classified ones on there, without having a security clearance. Sounds like big news to me. more people having access to a server without the proper clearances. But this Brian Pagliano stuff, this, I want to see how the House addresses this. Will they hold him in contempt? I don't know. We're going to really see what guys like Gowdy and Chaffetz are made of. Because you can't let this go. You get immunity so that you talk. When you get immunity, you're a rat. I get it. No one likes a rat. Me especially. Hate rats. But you get it to be a rat. And you're a rat so you avoid going to prison. So now guess what, guy? Get some cheese. Because you got to start talking. But he's hiding behind a legal team, I'm sure paid for by the Clintons. But I'm curious to see what happens. I'm curious to see what the House does and how they get this guy to actually, at the very least, show up. Just show up. All right, we come back. We'll talk about Google and how they might be editing your searches.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items, plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items, and dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
Federal tax fraud is set to hit $21 billion by 2016, up from just $6.5 billion 2 years ago. TransUnion just announced the launch of its Government Information Solutions Division to provide fraud, identity authentication, data breach response, and investigation services to help government agencies manage risk and reduce costs. Jonathan McDonald, Executive Vice President of TransUnion's Government Information Solutions Business Unit.
TransUnion's proprietary sets of credit, criminal, and public data, coupled with flexible analytics, help government agencies make informed decisions and ensure citizen safety.
Federal spending has skyrocketed, and government agencies are making significant investments to protect data entrusted to them.
TransUnion is well positioned to help government agencies identify fraudulent activities, detect when they are occurring, and investigate, prosecute, and prevent them from happening again.
For more, visit TransUnion's government blog feed or transunion.com/government.
All right, so I want to finish up just on this House committee today, the Oversight Committee, when they're talking to Bill Thornton, Paul Combetta, and Justin Cooper. Brian Pagliano was not there because, well, he thinks he doesn't have to be there. I heard he pled the fifth on a totally different committee. You know, Elijah Cummings was saying that this whole committee, the fact that it's a public committee or a publicly televised open committee, is one big publicity stunt. That's what he says. This is a publicity stunt aimed at trying to sway an election. Whenever you accuse a Democrat of something, that's always what happens. That's the response. Well, my response to that is, if this is a publicity stunt, what would you call camping out on the House floor, ordering pizza, and singing Kumbaya? What would that be called? I'm curious. I mean, that is like a means to an end, but this is the publicity stunt? You know, I think Elijah Cummings would be a great spokesperson if he only had a lot of facts. He doesn't work in facts, and he's the kind of guy that the Democrats always trot out to put in front of this stuff. They trot out him, and they trot out Pelosi. And that's it. So we'll see how the committee reacts here to Pagliano not showing up. Hopefully we have some answers pretty soon. Quickly, Iran is now threatening to shoot down U.S. spy planes. We had a Navy P-8 Poseidon that was 13 miles off the coast of Iran. Of course, your national waters extend 12 miles. So they were 13 miles. They were in international waters. And Iran said that they should turn around, change course, or they'd get shot down. Our plane did not change course. But At this point, U.S. officials are calling this just unprofessional. It was unprofessional. Iran never should have said that. You know, unprofessional is showing up to work in jeans and sneakers when you work at a law firm. That's unprofessional. Threatening the U.S. Navy? That's unsafe. And there's a difference in terminology, because there's unsafe interactions. That's what we keep count of, is what's called unsafe interactions. And they have more than doubled in the first half of this year over last year. Even within days of the one-year anniversary of signing this stupid nuclear agreement, Iran went and they tested a ballistic missile. And of course, in January, they took 10 sailors hostage for 16 hours. And then John Kerry thanked them for their hospitality, right? Back in December, an Iranian missile boat fired some unguided rockets at one of our aircraft carriers. All after getting billions of dollars. Billions of dollars! And now they have bought Russian air defense missiles that are setting up around their nuke sites. But we continue to get walked on. Continue to get walked on. And again, this is something going on right now that you're not going to hear a lot about. It's not going to make big news. Because it shows how when you put a Democrat in the White House, what happens? The average American doesn't want to go to war. I get that. We don't want to go to war with Iran. But we don't like being walked on either. And that's what's happening. And President Obama has rolled out the doormat right on top of all of us. Our armed forces, they are ready for this stuff. They're ready to go. They're like caged dogs, you know? They say, let us out, let us at them if you need us to. I don't think we like standing down. I don't think our military personnel like standing down. But that's what we're doing. Iran is accelerating their acts of aggression. It's not here and there. They're accelerating at a very, very rapid rate. And it's all getting lost in the sauce because of the election. Just like North Korea. They tested their fifth nuclear device a couple days ago. They're ready for number six. Leading from behind doesn't work. It doesn't work. It hasn't worked. It will never work. There's not one successful society that has made the gains we have made by leading from behind. Hasn't happened. So we're going to keep an eye on this, but we'll see if they continue to fly missions off the coast, if they back off a little bit. We'll see. Let's talk about this LA Times poll pretty quickly here. It's a good poll. Good poll for Trump. He's up 4.4% since September 11th. Up 4.4% in 2 days. He's at 45.8. She's at 42.8. Let's see, we also have here, he is up now with the 18 to 34 category. He's up with the 35 to 65 category. He's up with the 65 and over category. Education, high school or less, he's up there by 10 points. Some college, he's up there by 10 points. Income, he's not doing so well in the under 35 area, but he needs to keep on the message about his tax plan. 35 to 75,000 a year, he's up by well over 10 points. And more than 75K a year, he's up by 7 points. Ethnicity, he's been consistent here at 55% with the white voter. With the black voter, big spike. He's up 4% from last week in this LA Times poll, and she's down 3%. This is closing. Now, we saw a little close before, and then it sort of widened out a little bit. Well, it's closing again, so we got to keep an eye on that. The Latino vote, 18% difference. He's down there, virtually unchanged. By gender, he's only down 7 points with females. He was down 12 points in mid-August. And with men, he's up 14 points on Hillary. 21-point gender gap, but that's because he's gaining some strength in both categories, with men just a little bit faster. We also have here the perception. The perception is changing. On August 24th, 17% more people thought Hillary was going to win the election. Now just 10% more think she's going to win. That's down 7 points since, well, actually late August, August 24th. So perception's changing. I want to finish up this poll, maybe get to Google, and we'll talk about a sign that's sending people into a tizzy. into a tizzy in Maine. Hang in there, guys.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items. And dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer. Join me and Michael Horn on the PM Show Wednesdays at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, here on CRN Digital Talk. We talk about things in the sports world nobody else does. So listen in to me and Mike at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, right here on CRN Digital Talk. And go to crntalk.com for more information on other showtimes. And don't forget to take us with you by downloading the CRN app on the App Store.
All right, welcome back to this last today's Rhino Report. We're talking about this LA Times poll. I just want to finish it up. Again, Trump up 4.4% since Sunday. Sunday, 48 hours ago. Now up 3% overall in this LA Times tracking poll. This is a daily tracking poll, and it's a self-weighted poll because people answer the poll not yes or no, but by percentage. They say, what's the percentage that you'll vote for Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton or a third party? So it's a self-weighted poll. Now, the perception is what's interesting. On August 24th, 17% more people felt Hillary Clinton was going to win perception in November. 20 days later, we're down to only 10% more think. So Donald Trump picks up 7 points in perception, which is even harder than picking up 7 points in an actual head-to-head poll in 20 days. With 56 left to go, it's no wonder the Democrats are getting a little worried. The tide is going out on Hillary. Donald Trump just needs to stay where he is right now. And also perception-wise, it's worth noting the 18 to 34 category, which was very, very strong for Hillary Clinton, their perception's changing too. Very, very fast. 41% of people in that age group think Donald Trump's going to win. So this was a large spread 2 weeks ago. 65 and over to a month ago, almost a 15-point spread here, down to 8 points. 8 points. So people are starting to get used to trying to warm up to the fact that Donald Trump may be the next president. The more than $75,000 category, that perception closing even faster than the millennial category. I mean, it's really just remarkable what Donald Trump has been able to do in the last 3 weeks. Some of that, again, not his doing, more just her doing. Also, dwindling support. Only 82% of people think they're going to vote, go out actually and vote of her supporters, and 83% of Trump supporters in this poll say they'll go out and vote. She had the large lead here for a long time. So, all right, I did want to talk about this Google thing, because Google may be skewing the search results, and this is an important topic. I think we're going to do it tomorrow when we can give it some more time, because I want to talk about Twitter, too. Twitter's guilty of this, too. They delete hashtags, they misspell hashtags on purpose so things won't trend, or they let hashtags like Hillary's body double trend for 2 days. That way, people think we're all nuts. So we're going to talk about that tomorrow, because that's takes longer than a couple of minutes. So that will definitely be in the queue. All right, so if you're going to Maine and you are offended by guns, don't go to Boothe Bay Harbor. There's a guy named Link Sample. Link Sample got a little annoyed because he read an article in a local paper that supported, probably an op-ed article, supported a ban on assault weapons. So he didn't like it. So he did what every normal, rational person does, and he created a sign that says, "Black Rifles Matter." Yep, Black Rifles Matter. Stuck it in the front lawn, and visitors, tourists, are flipping out. They're flipping out. The town manager, Thomas Wooden, says some people have actually cut their vacation short because they were so offended by this sign. Can you imagine, as a child, being parents so triggered by a lawn sign that they cut your vacation short? Talk about bad parents. Talk about bad parents. He says he puts out signs all the time, and he'll continue to do so, and he won't take this down. And the town says they have no recourse. They can't make him take it down. Well, duh, that's called First Amendment. And if he thinks black rifles matter, good for him. You know, I tend to like brown ones and pink ones and whatever I can get my hands on at the time. So good for you, Link Sample. You are expressing your First Amendment, and I'm all for that. Hey, guys, it's been a lot of fun today. Hope you had a good time. As always, a huge thank you to those serving our country at home and abroad. A big thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all your hard work. We all depend on you. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. And until tomorrow, have a great day, everybody. I'm the Rhino, and I'm out. I'm back. Back in the New York.